Reports are circulating about an FCC study showing that local ownership of media increases local news and on-location reports, and further that the commission had the study destroyed, every copy. This makes it hard to prove. Fortunately, the public has more important stories about JonBenet to follow, don't you? When the FCC abolished ownership caps so that media ownership could be streamlined so that six people could own your mind, there was a long series of hearings that weren't reported in the media, even though the media are owned by at least seven guys. If you do know about the hearings, you obviously are consuming some other media owned by some eighth woman or some damn indie thing like that. Look, Clear Channel has every right to program your local radio station from Houston. Why are you complaining? They put local commercials in for you, after all. Clear Channel, by the way, as soon as they get done clear-cutting the airwaves of grain, which is to say, culture, which is to say, democracy, will be airing only Terminator songs. You'll have to pay a fee to hum them. But the new bill I'm proposing, allowing one person to own the entire media, is not only morally required in order to lift the gag on freedom of speech for that one guy, but it's very cultured. First of all, that's how they did it in Italy. Here, of course, we have a separate power center for the media. The person who owns the media is not the president. That's because of the separation of powers here in the United States. That's what makes us the greatest country in the world. Not only the fact that God blesses us and not others, but because we have a separate guy running the media. Of course, now Italy has stolen our idea. There are no plans to invade Italy, and the plans are justified. This is George Shrub, sharing my point of view with you so you won't need your own media.